This is Pastor Wayne Waycaster. I hope you enjoy the message that's about to come your way, and I hope it's a blessing to you, or I hope it's a conviction message that'll bring you to the knowledge of Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless you as you listen.
I invite you to listen to the Word of God this morning, because it's the bread of life. It's the strength. It's the strength to our navel. And certainly, as I see the church world today, we need more strength than we did yesterday, because the enemy is approaching, and we need strength to be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And so I ask you to search out the Word of God and see what it says, and then be a doer of the Word and not a hearer only. I've got just a few verses of Scripture. Don't know what God will have me to say from it, but there's quite a bit of message in the 14 verses that I'm going to read in your hearing. If you'd like to read with me, go to the first, go into St. John 15 chapter. St. John chapter 15. I'll give you a minute to get there. And we'll be starting with the first verse. Reads in this manner, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. So no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath of me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you to do. All right, that's reading through the 14, through verse 14. As I looked at you, prayed just a little while this morning, and the Lord's got something in this that he wants to bring before it. But I like what the Word of God said. It said, I am the vine. And it's written so you can't mistake that. Jesus said, I am the vine. And ye are the branches. And man, put him in his place and us in ours right off the bat. And he said again that every branch in me that beareth not fruit is cast away. It's gathered together and cast into the fire. And every branch that is in me, he purges. Takes tender care of it. Amen. That's what God's doing to his people today, taking tender care of it. And he said, for this reason, that you might bear much fruit. Amen. And he purchased it that it might bring forth more fruit. Amen. The Lord doesn't want to stop bearing fruit. Amen. I've got a vine, a tomato vine at the house, and we've done all we could do. We staked it up, and it's way above my head. And to the last place we tied it, it grew on above that, and it got so heavy, and it had two or three tomatoes on it, and it got so heavy that it fell over. It just broke. Didn't break them off, it just broke. I said, I might as well cut that off. The wife said, no, leave it in the vine. Said, it might have enough life in it to ripen the tomatoes that's on it. But quickly, I wanted to just cut that thing off and get rid of it because it was wilted. The leaves were wilted, not enough life in it, and it wasn't in the vine enough to there was much life. I just wanted to get rid of it. But you said, leave it alone, let's see if it'll ripen. They ripen better on the vine. But anyway, that's the way we are as Christians. Amen. We've been hurt. We've been broken. And we're just about to the point of shriveling up. But let me tell you something, it's time to raise up and bring more fruit for God. Amen. There might be a little bit of life left in us. Amen. I believe there in the book of Revelation, God was talking to the churches of Asia Minor, and he said, the one church there, he said, I know your strength. I know you got a little. And he said, so rise up and take care of that little bit that you got. Don't be dismayed or discontent. Raise up with what little bit of strength you do have and grow in it and hold to that because the Lord's coming. And man, there's a judgment day coming, and we must be ready for that great day of the Lord. And so if we're going to, and you know, we can't get this concept in our mind that we can do all things. We can't do all things. Without God, we can't do nothing. I don't care if you've been in church services all your life and you've studied how that they conduct this and conduct that, and as the sister said a while ago, especially in your singing, same way with your study, your Bible study. If you don't study, you can't get anything out of it. And you've got to prove yourself to somebody. Who are you going to prove yourself to? You got to prove yourself to God, amen? A workman needs not to be ashamed. You got to prove who we are and what we are, that we are who we say we are, that the world may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Give God glory, amen, that he might be glorified. But if we just get in our pitiful state, and we've been in that, the church world has been in that pitiful state for a while, thinking, well, nobody cares, and we're not making any progress, and we're not doing this, and we're not doing... Hey, listen, we don't do it no way. Thank God, I mean, nothing that's been done in the past, we didn't do it. God did it. And if anything's done in the future, it'll be of God. It won't be us, amen? But we've still got to put forth our hand to the plow. We've got to get out and do the labor work. The illustrations in the Word of God, he said, I look upon the fields, and they're white with harvest, but yet we don't have any laborers to go. Nobody wants to labor. Nobody wants to go out. I mean, we want to benefit from the glorious and the bounteous things that God has given us, but we don't want to labor in the field. Amen. Somebody's got to hoe. Amen. Somebody's got to work. Somebody's got to take care of things. And then it can't be one person, amen, in a group of people. We've got to work. Everybody's got to work and to labor for the Master, amen, that he may be glorified, that he may, the glory may be to him, thank God, not to us. But I thought about this. He said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. Now just think about this for a minute. Wouldn't it be something just to be hung out there on nothing? I'm glad there's a vine that I'm in. Amen? I can draw strength from the vine. I can draw life from the vine. I want to stay in the vine because I don't want to just be something there that's just hanging out there. I want to have some life in me that I can bear some fruit. Amen? That I can lift up Jesus, that I can show the world that there's a change in me, that there's a difference in what I am to what I used to be. Thank God I'm glad of that today, that I am not what I used to be. I'm proud of that, but let me tell you something. I don't look at that too much. But I look at this, I'm not yet what I shall be, for when he shall appear, I shall be like him. Amen. I've been changed once, I'm going to be changed again. Amen. There's going to be a change. But he said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. Well, if I'm in the vine, what am I supposed to do just because I'm one of the branches in the vine? I'll tell you what the Lord said, bear fruit. Amen, bear fruit. But preacher, I can't do this. Now, don't you tell me that. God never said for us to do anything that we cannot do. God is not that kind of a taskmaster. Amen. To put out something out there that beyond our reach or beyond our capabilities of doing. God doesn't do that. He knows our frame. See, he knows us. He knows what we are. And he knows our weakness and he knows our strength. And God only expects that the best out of us. Not just halfway, but God expects the best out of us. The same way as the sister was talking about the choir. Amen. Listen, you can't sing unless you do your best. You can't. It just, if you're going to make a noise, that's not good enough in the ears of God. That's not good enough. You know what the Lord said in the Word? Make a joyful noise. Amen. And so we got to learn what we got to do. We got to learn what we're going to say. That's why we have to teach the Word of God. Amen. We've got to learn out of the Word of God what we're going to teach, what we're going to preach. Amen. Because God is the giver, but let me tell you something. We are the laborers, and we have to labor to be pleasing unto God. Well, at least let me say what this verse of Scripture said. That your joy might be full. Amen. That my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. See, God wants us to be full of joy, happiness, instead of drudgery, peace. God loves peace. He said, blessed is the peacemaker. Amen. God said, blessed are the peacemakers. For they should be called what? The children of God. Amen. I'm glad of that, aren't you? And I thought about the first time that I remember about the word peace coming into existence was when the angels came and announced the birth of Jesus. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. The Prince of Peace came down from glory. A man took up his abode in this world. But it was back then, it was just like it is now. Folk were rejecting peace. I mean, that's what the wars are all about. Amen. It's over peace. They just can't have peace because they reject peace. Oh, I'm not saying that the United States has got all of the solutions to all of the problems of the world, but I'm saying this tonight, today. God has the solution to every problem in the world. Amen. If we'll come to God and acknowledge a problem and let Him do it, and listen to what He says, He'll work it for us. He'll solve the problem for us. And He knows how to do it. And He's the only one that can do it. He left us a commandment. And I wonder how many of us are following that just one commandment. I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments. I'm talking about this one commandment that He left us. He said, love one another. That you love one another, even as I have loved you. Then, if we don't love one another, how can we love God? I think a lot of times we love God just about how we love one another. And I think it shows just about as much to the world how we love one another, how we love God by how we love one another. I never in my time seen evil tempers in the world like there is today. Never in my time have I noticed or seen or witnessed the evil tempers. I mean, people just fly off the handle at the least thing. And I said when I was a boy, we used to have a lot of differences. Brother Richard, we used to get in fist fights and bloody one another's noses, knock one another down. That was about the end of it. But nowadays, there's no fist fighting going on. It's knives and guns and war. Amen. Kill or be killed. Listen, see evil. And then the Bible said, but I'm glad of this one hope. He said, where evil abounds, grace is greater. Amen. Aren't you glad? Thank God that we're in the grace dispensation of time. That God abounds. Bless His holy name. God abounds today greater than anything in the world. And tragedies come and tragedies go. But let me tell you something. God's love is consistently there for those takers, just for reaching out. But we've got to do some things. He said, now, you are my, listen what He says, you are my friend. God was talking to a bunch of friends here, wasn't He? He's talking to a bunch of friends. He said, now, I don't want you to get out here and get out of the vine. I want you to stay in the vine because you're a branch and you can't live without me. He said, you just can't live without me. Well, why do you say that, preacher? Because Listen, I'm still alive. No, if you're not in the vine today, you're not living. You're dead in trespasses and sins. And he said, if you don't remain in the vine, then on the day that the judgment comes, he said, you'll be cast into the fire, into the lake of fire, where the fire is not quenched and the worm dies not. So today, it's a pertinent thing that we stay in the vine. And, I need pruning once in a while. Sometimes I don't know about you, but I get a lot of old dead leaves in my life. I get a lot of them little, we call them suckers at home. I don't know what y'all call them. We get a lot of little suckers in my life. And I got to trim those things off. You know why I don't need those suckers? Because they're sucking the life out of me. Hey, man, they're sucking the energy out of it. And I have to go through and trim those out occasionally and get rid of them so I can have strength in God. But I'm afraid we just ragged back. And I seen a tobacco patch back several years ago before everybody quit grazing tobacco. I saw a tobacco patch and the suckers on it. You could tell suckers after a while, they're greener than the tobacco was. Amen. And it was just completely taken over with suckers in the patch. I said, I wouldn't work the patch first. Now, I'm glad God don't feel that way. Amen. I'm glad God doesn't feel that way because if he had felt that way, I was the lowest of lows. But thank God, I'm glad his hand reached farther down than I was. And he picked me up out of a miry clay of sin and set my feet on a rock. Amen. Established my going and put a new song in my heart. And I've got joy unspeakable and full of glory this morning because I once was dead and now I'm alive forevermore. Thank God for grace and peace and love this morning. And I love him because he first loved me. Greater love hath no man than this. He laid down his life for his friends. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I was without Christ, when I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me that I might have peace and love in my heart. And I'm so gloriously thankful for that this morning. I can't get over that because to know who I was, and not my condition so much, but as to know who I was, I was just a little old mountain boy up there on the side of the mountain, and everybody that looked at me said, you'll never amount to anything. Well, praise God, amen. I am a something, amen. You know something? I came as a beggar and arose to be a child of the King, thank God, amen. I am something today because Jesus made the difference in my life. Gave me hope. Back under the side of the mountain, I never had much hope. Didn't look like there was any way out, any way of escaping that life that I was in. But thank God, amen, he delivered me. He delivered me. And I'll ever be grateful to him. I'll ever thank him because he lifted me up. Saw fit to save me. Why, there's people probably up in my neighborhood said, why, he ain't worth nothing. He ain't worth saving. Let him alone. But then later in years, I began to doubt God. And down yonder in Florida and under 80 foot of water, drowning and the life ebbing out away from me, I cried unto the Lord. He heard my cry. He delivered me. Praise his holy name. I didn't know why. And sometimes yet even, I say, God, why didn't you just go ahead and take me? I feel so unworthy of the calling that God put on my life. I say, sometimes I say, God, why didn't you just take me on out there in that water? Why didn't you just go ahead and take me out? But listen, I'm glad he didn't because I was a backslider. I was lost. Hey, man, I was doomed for hell. And the Lord heard my cry, and he delivered me. Thank God. Amen. And I'm so thankful this morning for a chance to witness for Jesus, amen, to be a witness for Jesus. And not just in church, but everywhere I go, I have to be a worker for my Lord, amen. I have to be a worker for him because he has done so very much for me. And he said, you're my friend if you do whatsoever I command you to do. I don't know how many times I've fallen short of that. I don't know. I don't want to tell you all the times, but let me say this today. I've never had any satisfaction falling short of the commands of God. I can't have any joy falling short of the joy of the glory of God, the commandments of God. I can't find no peace in life outside of the commandments of Christ. Love one another, even as I have loved you, and keep my commandments. He said, you're my friend if you do all these. If you do these things, you're my friend. And then he said, then if you do these things, whatsoever you ask in my name, it shall be done unto you. Oh, hallelujah. How many times has he done that and proved that in my life? How many times he's proved that in my life? I'd have a problem, a great problem, an unsolvable problem, seems like, in the minds of men. But God, amen, I'd go to him, and the next thing I knew, either the problem was gone or I had the solution to it. God did it, see. I didn't even work at it. As a matter of fact, when I take it to the Lord, I just forget all about the problem. And then all of a sudden it came to pass that the problem was solved, and without me even realizing that I'd had the problem. So I'm glad this morning that I serve such a great God. I'm glad that he's greater than I am, and I'm glad that he's greater than everything else that you can find in the world. So trust God today. Trust him. Trust him with your life. Trust him with your soul. Trust him with everything that you have. Why, don't you think he can manage your life and your soul better than you can? Well, I made a mess of it for a lot of years. But then Jesus took control. And I'm glad he did. I'm so thankful that he did. It's different now. It's different now. I have peace when I lay down at night. I wake up in the morning with a smile on my face, thanking God for the night of rest that he gave me. I wake up with a new joy in my heart every morning, because it's going to be a good day when I can raise, when I can think about God, amen, it's going to be a good day. All I know that our nursing homes are full of folks with Alzheimer's disease and all kind of stuff, but let me say this to you today. While I'm in my right mind, let me tell you, I love Jesus. I love the Lord. While I've got the ability to be a witness to you, hey, listen, you ought to do the same, amen. You ought to let folks know which side you're on. Oh, you say, preacher, they don't know. I'm in church. They don't need to know that. Yes, bless God, everybody needs to know whether you're saved or not. You might come down with that tomorrow, you know, and not even know your own name. And you miss this great privilege here today, amen, opportunity to let be a witness for Jesus. Sisters, you'll come to the piano with us. I'm done. Amen. This has been short, but it's been all I've got. Amen. The Lord wanted me to give you this message today that it might touch your heart. You've got to remain in the vine. Or you may feel crippled and broken, but let me say this. Remain in the vine. There's a hope that it'll grow. Oh, there's probably some way, and I related the old tomato vine there at the house. There's probably some way that I could, if I was a horticulturist, I could straighten that vine up and maybe put a binding around it or something and seal it off some way or another that it could get juice from the vine. But still, it has to be in the vine. It has to be in the vine. And it might come back to life. I don't know. I don't know. To me, it wouldn't be worth, see there, I go judging again. It wouldn't be worth trying. It's just a tomato vine. That's the world looks at the way the world looks at us today. Man, it ain't no use. They ain't use saving. They're just people. They're just people. And you know, it's got the church to thinking today, well, we're just a sinner saved by grace. Thank God you're not a sinner if you're a child of God. I want to put you on notice this morning. If you're a sinner, you need to be saved. Amen? You need to be saved this morning and get that sin thought out of your mind. Get it out of your mind, because God's got it out of your soul. If he saves you, it's behind you, and you're not a sinner anymore. May God bless you as we stand and sing the invitation. If you got a need for prayer this morning, would you come? If you got a need to talk to God about anything this morning, would you come? Would you be honest with God this morning? Would you be honest with him and talk to him as a child ought to talk to the Father? Would you come? Christ, the Lord of mercy, Jesus.
been listening to Bob Belt, Tennessee Preaching Podcast, and I'm producer Matthew Lawson. If you'd like further information about this message, or any of our previous messages, or information about Reedtown Community Church, you can go to www.reedtowncommunitychurchpodcast.blogspot.com. I would like to thank Rob Bible, our sound mixer, as well as blogger.com and archive.org for providing our hosting services. We do hope that you join us next time for another exciting message, and may God richly bless you.